Hey guys, so my name is Misty Pruitt. I own a company called Misty Saves the Day and have been dreaming up this crazy idea for a podcast for a while now. I find it really funny that I'm doing this podcast because I am not a person who listens to podcasts. I listen to one podcast every day. It's called Snacks Daily. It's awesome. And it talks about the stock market, and I don't even pay attention to the stock market, but it's so entertaining and I find a lot of business resources from it. And so I listen and I pay attention and it keeps me in the know in the business world. But beyond that, you know, it's short, it's 15 minutes. Podcasts don't hold my attention. So why on earth would I want to start a podcast? If you don't know me, I own a company called Misty Saves a Day, like I said, and we are a social media management agency. I work with small businesses from all over Hampton Roads and beyond. And the reality of the situation, the things that I'm seeing online, the things that I see people struggle with, you know, most importantly is they want a quick fix. Everybody wants a quick fix to marketing, to social media, to how to be successful. And even in doing like research on finding podcasts about marketing, everything is about the quick fix, right? We live in this society where people want to hear, you know, if you do this one thing and your business will be successful. You do this one other thing and your business will be successful. That's not true. That's not real life. I think we can all say and acknowledge that we have different experiences in life, in business, and everything. One thing might happen to me and the same thing might happen to you, and our response to it is what makes us successful in our own way. And that's kind of how this podcast was born. I didn't want there to be another podcast about 16 ways to be successful, or here's one thing that you can do to optimize this or to make this better or to beat the algorithm or whatever it is. What I wanted is for entrepreneurs to have a place to tell their story. I had a client recently, I'm also a photographer. I had a client recently tell me that my photos reminded her of Humans of New York. And to me, that is like the highest compliment that I can get. I follow Humans of New York and I've done it since long before I took photos. And one of the things that I've really loved about what they do is they tell somebody's story through pictures. And that's what I think is missing from marketing. I think we get caught up in the things that a marketing person or expert tells us that we need to do, and we forget our story. We forget our why. And you can't ever forget your why. You can't ever forget why you started your business. You can't ever forget why you wake up every morning. You can't forget why you started working out or going on the fad diet or doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can't forget your why. And so if you're not a person who does reels, why would you do reels? If you're not a person who would plaster their family all over their social media, I am that person, by the way, so there's no knocking that. If you're not that person, why would you do it? Sure, you need to get uncomfortable. Like, let me be really clear about that. You need to get uncomfortable and do things that you don't like. For example, I don't like my voice. So this is going to be a really entertaining endeavor for me because I acknowledge that I have a low, raspy voice. So hopefully you guys can sit with me through it. While I tell you a little bit more about how this podcast was born and how Misty Saves the Day was born, because I think you need to understand that in order to understand where my heart is at with this whole thing. So Misty Saves the Day was born really quickly and without a lot of thought. And that's not a thing that a lot of people say. You know, some people will go years into planning a business and quitting their jobs. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that I had a partner who made quitting my job easy. I had just had our second daughter. I already owned the Misty Saves the Day brand because it had been my AOL Instant Messenger screen name. There was one point, you know, in the week-long conversation that we had that I was going to be a wedding planner or a virtual assistant and answer emails for people. And I realized in my past life when I was doing social media how many people told me they wished they had a Misty. And I thought that was the weirdest thing. Like, who wants another me? Like, I'm so high strung and there's so many things that go on. Who needs a Misty? Like, that's not real life. So I tried it. And so I said, I'm going to do Facebook and Instagram for small businesses because they don't know how to do it and they need it. And it takes a lot of time and it stresses them out. And if you can take away one thing that you don't love, you can spend time doing the things that you love. That was it. That was the core of what Misty Saves the Day would be. And it still is the core of what Misty Saves the Day is. And the, you know, the personal reason for why I started the business was because I wanted to spend more time with my family. And any other entrepreneur can tell you that that's a pipe dream. You know, you're not going to necessarily spend more time with your family, but you're going to be able to control when you can spend time with your family. You're going to be able to set realistic expectations. If you want to take a week off, you can set yourself to take a week off, and you don't have to ask anybody. You can just do it. But again, that's not what this podcast is about. What this podcast is about is the trials and tribulations that come with starting a small business, right? So when I started Misty Saves a Day, I quit a perfectly good job. I was making more money than I make now, 5 years later. And I said, you know, I don't want to work 60 hours a week for somebody else. I just don't want to do it. And I loved my job. And so that's not a knock on my former employer. That's not a knock. I just didn't want to do it. And I have a distinct memory of, multiple memories actually, of questioning who leaves a perfectly good job, right? Like, who leaves a perfectly good job where you know you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks, you know how much it's going to be, you know when you have to go to work, you know when you have to be home, and you can set real goals and expectations. Who does that? Who does that? A crazy person. Well, that makes sense because I'm a crazy person. I had a really good friend who told me that when I was crying in a closet after I started Misty Saves a Day, on a Tuesday, it was a Tuesday, and I was sitting in a closet, my closet, cleaning it out. I had a fresh new baby sleeping in the other room and wondering why I did that. Like, why, how is it the middle of the day on a Tuesday and I have time to clean out my closet? And I will tell you now, in the middle of a day on a Tuesday, I do not have time to clean out my closet. And he told me, you can fail or you can fly. And baby birds, you gotta fly. And I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten that moment of knowing that you can fail or you can fly. Like, there's no other option. And you can choose to quit. You can choose to do all those things. But it's how you respond to those life-changing moments and feelings that dictate what make your business successful. So the core of this podcast isn't going to be about me. I wanted to introduce you to who I am as a person because I think it's important that you know. I wanted to introduce you to who Misty Saves the Day is because we're not going to talk about it very often. And so I figured it would be good for you to understand why I do what I do. But more importantly, I really want to introduce you guys to the concept that it's okay to tell your story. You don't need to, I posted a quote on Instagram the other day about live tweeting your bikini wax or telling somebody your divorce saga. You don't need to go that in depth, but people need to be able to relate to you. And when all you're doing is posting your successes, you're missing out on the opportunity to share the knowledge that you've gained in your failures with your potential clients, with the people around you, with the people who support you. Everybody knows that it's not easy. Everybody knows that you didn't get this success overnight. So why pretend like you did? Why pretend like when a pandemic hits, you didn't freak out? Because we all did. We all did, right? I sat in my office for months and all I ever did was worry. Like, I worried about my clients. I worried about my company. I worried about my employees. I worried about how I'm going to pay my next paycheck. But it's what we do in those situations, right? It's how we find ways to pivot. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. Not the pandemic. Like, we hear enough about that in life, but how when you're met with opposition, you decide, you know what, I'm going for it anyway. You can fail or you can fly, but I'm going to fly. And not because some marketer told you to, and not because the algorithm says you should do this to be successful, and not because there's 17 quick steps to doing anything, but because you had the wherewithal to say, I'm going to go for it anyway, or here's what I'm going to do instead, or here's how I'm going to expand my business so that I can find the market that's right for me. And so with that, I want to introduce to you the Anti-Marketing Podcast. What we're going to do is have four separate co-hosts that interview local entrepreneurs, and hopefully, you know, it expands bigger than that, but I love our coastal Virginia. So we're going to interview local entrepreneurs to tell their story. We're going to do a Humans of New York style photo shoot with each one of them. It's not going to last long, but we're going to have an Instagram account where that you can follow called the Anti-Marketing Podcast. And you'll see photos about them and you'll hear pieces of their story. If you're not a podcast person, just like I'm kind of not a podcast person, which is, you know, super ironic in the scheme of all of this. If you're not a podcast person, you can just follow along online and read their stories and go follow these people who have worked hard for their success and pivoted when they've needed to pivot and still grow every day. Because to me, the biggest definition of success is knowing that you're not done growing. So I really hope that you enjoy this podcast. I really hope that you take the time to listen about our co-hosts. We're going to have four, like I said. So we're going to have a wealth management advisor, the owner of a real estate brokerage. We're going to have a photographer and we're going to have a wedding planner. So people from all different walks of life, but interviewing entrepreneurs that do a little bit of everything. So you'll hear about nonprofits. You'll hear about restaurants. You'll hear about gift boxes. You'll hear about so much. And I'm so excited to have a platform to bring their story to you in a way that I hope is entertaining, beneficial to the business owners who think that everybody's just successful right off the bat and feel discouraged when they aren't. And then I really hope that you take a few minutes and decide how you can do that in your own way and not just because somebody told you to do something. So welcome, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you follow us everywhere and tell your friends, because I'm really looking forward to how this grows and how this becomes more encouraging and successful and changes the way that we talk about marketing. Because again, I think it's really about making those personal connections. And I hope that I've done that with you in this 12 minutes. And I look forward to doing that with you in the future. Thanks.